Come across a story today from years ago about a professor, Edwin R. Keady. And for 20 years, this professor from the University of Pennsylvania Law School would put on the first class, he'd put two fingers on the blackboard and he would ask, "What's the solution?" And people would call out different answers, 2, 6, 8, and so forth, and none would get it right. And then he would shake his head and say, "All of you have failed to ask the key question, and that is, what's the problem?" And then he would say, "Gentlemen, unless you know what the problem is, you can't possibly find the answer." And this teacher knew that in law, as it is in everyday life, that too much time is spent trying to solve the wrong problem. And someone said it's kind of like polishing brass on a sinking ship. You know, what is the point of that? Well, for you and I, our real problem is sin. And then that points us to the real solution, which is Christ. In our world today, you know, it's just like, I see it that way. I see a lot of people running around, you know, trying to help people have better lives here as if this was our heaven. And yeah, you know, if you can help somebody enjoy a better life, that's a good thing. But the real problem is sin. And the real solution is Jesus. I heard someone say one time that if he believed what Christians say they do about hell and it being forever, that he'd crawl across from North Carolina to California on broken glass to save one person from that eternity. And I wonder how much that, what do we see? Recently I had a really disturbing dream, and it was about children sitting in these rooms, and I went in to try to put out a fire with a water hose of all things in my dream, and I saw these kids sitting, and I tried to save them, you know, and they were anywhere from 6 to, you know, elementary school age to 10 or 12. And I tried to get them to come out of that burning room, and none of them in my dream wanted to leave the fire. And it woke me up. And I'm not saying this was a spiritual revelation or a dream from the Lord necessarily, but it did cause me to think, whatever the source and whatever it is, it did cause me to stop and think about the condition of kids today and the condition of people today and what the real problem in the world is. The real problem is not all the politics or the taxes or the inflation or even injustice or all the stuff that we think about. The real problem is sin. And because when man dies, we leave this world and we're either headed to heaven, according to the scriptures, or we're going to hell. And there we will be forever and ever, and it will never end. So that's just something to think about. The good news is that there is a solution to this problem, and that is Jesus. And I'm just marvel at how patient the Lord is, how long-suffering He is, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to everlasting life. Not only how patient He is with the lost, but how patient He is with His children, because we are so easily sidetracked to be so concerned about all the things, trying to find the solution to the wrong problem. This is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace today, reminding you that the world's problem is sin. And the answer to that problem is Jesus. Have a blessed day.